XRP.
There's something wild happening right now with XRP.
We believe in XRP. We're not making a price prediction, but we do believe it's a coin that will have the most utility out there.
You see, XRP is no longer being ignored. There's 11 firms, over $240 billion plus in assets, all filed directly with the Securities and Exchange Commission for an XRP ETF. We understand what happened to the Bitcoin price after the Bitcoin ETF was approved. The big money came pouring in.
You know, Bitcoin is a store of value. I agree with Mike McGlone. But I think that XRP has a true use case. There's just no doubt about it. And the Ripple team, from the interaction we've had with them, they're really professional. They act like investment bankers over there. They know what they're doing, and they will make this work.
So if the Bitcoin price can hit $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 per coin in the next few years, how high, realistically, could the price of XRP climb? Of course, markets are dipping today. We understand there's an ebb, there's a flow to life, to investing. But I need to be very real with you. XRP is not just a coin, it's the bridge.
We have the technology to allow every financial institution on the planet to settle with every other financial institution in a compatible jurisdiction in any asset in seconds for less than a penny. Just think about this. Anyone who's made a payment knows that we're nowhere near that today. But imagine every financial institution settling with every other financial institution in seconds for less than a penny, any asset. That's fundamentally transformative.
It's not tied to a country, not controlled by a government. And as the world tokenizes real-world assets, brings them on-chain, stablecoins, tokenizing U.S. dollars, that's the basic example of a real-world asset. Of course, Ripple has RLUSD, which most people don't realize is seeing the fastest growth year-to-date.
Building trust for the whole industry and having RLUSD, our stablecoin, which just passed $500 million of market cap, we launched only about 6 months ago. So we're really pleased with that trend line and feel like this will only continue to build that trust.
Unpopular opinion. Ripple's RLUSD might be the most underrated stablecoin of 2025. It went from 36th stablecoin to 17th ranking in 6 months, has seen over 604% growth, actually the second fastest stablecoin year to date, with number one being BlackRock. That's BlackRock's institutional stablecoin, USDTB, BlackRock's USD institutional. Number two, Ripple's. Number three, Biddle, of course, working with Ondo and built on Ethereum. We have PayPal's stablecoin built on Ethereum and Solana over here, meaning even BlackRock and PayPal and Ripple realize this is the growth industry. This is where the potential is.
So the stablecoin industry is about $250 billion today. You know, many people think it'll be between $1 and $2 trillion in a handful of years. The growth behind it has been profound. We joined the market kind of late, partly because we were using stablecoins in our payment flows for our institutional customers. As you probably know, Ripple at its core has been a payments company and solving a cross-border payments problem. We use stablecoins, we use XRP where it makes sense. And stablecoins, when we were using that, we were a big part of activity for us. We were minting a lot, and we thought we can participate in this market. Given our institutional background, given the fact we've leaned into compliance, been very regulated, we have